You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
My name is Ali Casaza, and I am here to normalize moms living their dream lives and helping them create it too. I'm a mom of four, a number one best-selling author, a self-made multi-seven-figure entrepreneur, and the curator of transformational online spaces for moms. I am all about helping you design a life and a motherhood of enjoyment, pleasure, and ease. All words that are so rarely associated with being a mom. That changes now. Welcome to The Shift, babe. This is The Purpose Show. The Purpose Show podcast is part of the Airwave Media Podcast Network. Visit airwavemedia.com to listen and subscribe to other awesome shows like this one. There is a huge, huge shift coming. I'm doing this like Taylor Swift week. There might even be some Easter eggs in my content. Pay attention. It is all leading to something new. It is coming, but August 10th, 23, something huge is dropping. This is going to change everything. This is what I've been leading up to. This is what you've been waiting for. Buckle the fuck up. Things are about to get so, so good. Hello, my friends. Welcome to The Purpose Show. I recently did an episode that was all about like just life hacks that simplify and elevate my life. And in this episode, we're going to do the same thing, but this is a CEO edition. So things that simplify my business and elevate me as a business owner. And we're going to jump right in because I want this episode to be as brief and quick and pointed as possible. So my first little hack is not even really a hack. It's just shifting a habit is bringing my laptop like everywhere with me. Here's the thing. I am a fan of having, you know, set times where you work, set times where you're in mom mode, set times, you know, a schedule, of course. But when you're a business owner, there are things that pop up. Sometimes inspiration hits and you might want to like bust out an email, or a lot of the time for me, I'll go to an appointment and not realize how long I'm going to be sitting or how much I could, my brain starts to turn on and go when I'm at an appointment or getting my hair done or something. And I want my laptop. So I've started just bringing my MacBook Air with me like everywhere to squeeze in tasks when like life happens and I end up out longer than expected, or in between like kids' football games when I'm like literally just sitting there on the sidelines because they're like with their team warming up and I'm like, oh, I have an episode idea. I'm just going to outline it real quick. And I don't want to do it on my phone. I bring my laptop to my hair appointments. I have a lot of hair, so my hair appointments are really long. But even like if I go like get a blowout or something, like I bring my laptop and squeeze work in the car, in the chair, in appointments, like just in between things. And that little hack has helped me get so much done. So like I'm not killing my phone battery and working from my phone and feeling frustrated. Like I actually have my laptop. I can open it and type things out. I have outlined more episode ideas because I've said before, my ideas always hit when I'm out like living life. And so if I have my laptop, I can just open up Asana and start outlining the episode right then and there while the thought is fresh. I feel like my episodes have gotten better in quality and like the things I'm sharing are just more clear and high quality and thought out because I'm not jotting down a quick idea on my phone and then like trying to fill it in later when the idea is already past me. So this is just something that's really helped me, like accepting that being a business owner and like professional content creator is just kind of like always going to be working in my mind. And so having my number one tool with me all the time is a huge help. The second hack I have for you guys is capturing random video clips, also called B-roll, during the day while I'm already doing shit anyway, so that I'm basically constantly collecting and filming content. Making a shift, I made a conscious shift from less talking head content. So like talking head is when you're like, you know, holding your phone and like looking at the camera and talking and like delivering educational content that way versus B-roll content is like a video of you doing something random, like doing maybe like a clip of you switching the laundry, a clip of you pouring your morning coffee, a clip of you pulling your laptop out and working at the kitchen counter. And then there's like text over that video, over those video clips. And the text is what the message is. Or there's a voiceover, which you can make in CapCut. That's how I make mine. Like a voiceover of your random video clips. Essentially shifting from, I have to sit down and like film content now, look at the camera, make sure I get everything said right, make sure all the clips are short enough, I'm editing all. It was such a cluster. It was so complicated. Shifting to more B-roll and text over the B-roll or voiceover over the B-roll type of content has simplified my business and my life so much. Also, it performs at this point in time that I'm recording this, it is performing a million times better. And so basically, I just capture random clips of me like doing my makeup in the morning, just like me in the shower. No, I'm just kidding. That was a joke. Just kidding. That was fully a joke. No one freak out. Like cooking dinner for the kids. Like you can control who's in it. I don't really want my kids in my content much, so they're not really in it. But like I'm just filming clips of me working like as I go throughout the day. And then I just save them into a folder in my phone. And when it's time to create content, my social media manager and I can just get in there, pull clips out, and then like put the text over it and make the content. Like it's making content while I'm watching Netflix and just putting text over clips that I've filmed over the last week is so much easier than like sitting to record talking head content. Literally life changed. And the third hack that I have for you guys ties into that one. And it is using a tripod that attaches to countertops for capturing my B-roll. So I will link to the exact tripod that I got in show notes for you guys. But there's this one that latches on to, hooks onto the counters, like your desk, counters. Like obviously if the counter is like insanely thick, like 4 inches thick or something, it's probably not going to work very well. But like your kitchen counter, your average desk, your average like surface top, it will attach to that. And then you can have it face like, I can do like an overhead shot of like my hands making my matcha latte. I can have it facing me and getting like my face in my body while I'm like cooking dinner or whatever. I can put it almost anywhere that I am in public, at the house, wherever. And it captures content beautifully. I like it so much better than like the standing on the floor or tabletop tripod. So that is what I've been using. And again, I'll link that in show notes. It's just made my life so much easier and it's very collapsible so I can bring it with me everywhere. There's another tool that I have found. I can't remember what it's called. I think it's called a flip stick, but I'll link it in show notes for you guys. It basically turns anything into like a something that can hold your phone so you can film content like literally everywhere. Those two tools have simplified my CEO life like mad. And the final tip that I have for you guys in this very quick episode is shifting the way I run my coaching programs to running through phone and Voxer only. I have stopped doing Zoom calls, video calls, FaceTime calls. I have just let myself be off the hook with that. I used to have this limiting belief that it was just more valuable for people if they were getting Zoom calls and could physically see me. I think it happened because back in the beginning days of my business in the industry, it was very much perceived that video content was just a higher perceived value. And while I do still think there's times where that is true, I have let myself go of that, like, that tight grip and that old belief that like, if people can't see me, that I'm not valuable. Like the way that my brain works, especially as a person with ADHD, like my neurodivergent brain does so much better when I am moving around or doing something. So now like I put my headphones in and I am like it floating in my pool while I'm taking coaching calls on a phone call instead of having to be stuck in my office on Zoom, sitting still at my desk, which is incredibly hard for me. Like I just get so antsy if I'm sitting for too long. I've got to be doing something. I am so much more valuable. The ideas that I have for people, like I get my ideas for my business when I am walking, swimming, sitting in the bath, like reading a book, I'll get like a lightning bolt moment. Like I get my ideas for myself when I'm moving around. So it makes sense for me that I would get better ideas for my clients and for their businesses when I'm moving around while I talk to them. So now, like 80% of the time that I have a client call, I'm on the phone in the pool or on a drive, like sitting in the car, getting a matcha from somewhere and just talking to this girl, like brainstorming for her, reworking her programs, like while I'm on the phone instead of video. It is a game changer. And then the Voxer app, like I run most of my coaching programs, including my mastermind, through Voxer. We do have video calls for that, but that's like a group thing and it's different. But running the mastermind through Voxer day to day is such a game changer. It is so busy mom friendly. It is so relaxed. I feel like it helps people open up to me more. It's just more chill. And then like I'm able to just like when I get a moment where my brain is really on, hop in there, respond, drop some knowledge, give ideas. Like these women are having huge breakthroughs and we're literally just voxing with each other back and forth. It's a game changer. So if you're someone that feels stuck in the Zoom call hell cycle, you can break that. It's okay to not do video. It's just as valuable. And actually, in my case, it's more valuable. So that's it for now. Those are my CEO hacks to simplify and elevate your life and your business and the running of it. I love you guys. I hope this was helpful. If you are a mom running an online business, you have to get yourself into the mastermind. It is the Business Breakthrough Mastermind. Go check it out. AllieCasasa.com/mastermind. Love you guys. Friend, thank you so much for hanging out with me and letting me be a part of your day. It means so much to me. If you would like more like behind the scenes view into my life, this lifestyle, regular like life hacks, tips, and more content that's really gonna create lightness in your social media feed, follow me on Instagram @Allie_that's me, or you can just search Allie Casaza and it's the one with the blue check mark. If this episode or any episodes was helpful for you, please consider leaving me a review on Apple Podcasts. It is literally the lifeblood for a podcaster and it helps me so much. Thank you for tuning in. If you would like to learn more from me, how I can help you, how you can implement the things we talk about here on The Purpose Show, leaning more into making life simpler, better, and more abundant in the best ways, head to AllieCasaza.com. There are free downloads, online programs, and other resources to help you create the life you really want in a very deep dive style. I am always rooting for you, friend. I will see you next time. I'm Allie Casaza, and this is The Purpose Show.